Gemara on Daf Mem Aleph and Aleph tells a story that there was a big flood and the fence fell down in between one person's field and the other, and by mistake Rav Onan wasn't a ganav. Rav Onan thought that he's putting back the fence where it belonged, and by mistake he stole a significant amount of the next neighbor's field. He didn't realize it. And the next door neighbor was helping him put up the fence. He didn't realize that he was stealing, and the next door neighbor didn't realize either that he was being stolen from. So then the shaila was, well, maybe even though the next door neighbor made a mistake, maybe the fact that he helped me put up the field is like he's giving me permission, lechazek ekni, make a kinyan chazaka on the extra few yards of property that you're taking over. And the Mishnah says that karka is nikmis b'chazaka. What constitutes chazaka? Noal godar uparat godar. If you put a fence around the farm, fence around the field. So the next door neighbor helped me, encouraged me to put up the fence. So as if he gave me permission to make a kinya chazaka on the few yards of his karka. So maybe I'm kinya. So the Gemara says, no, it was a mistake. But just like you made a mistake, you didn't mean to steal. You went to a dayan. So the dayan told them, b'chila b'toyesu, ad gufach, this is four lines from the bottom of Mem Aleph and Mem Aleph, ad gufach, you yourself, he have the yadis, lo yavdis, if you would have realized that you're stealing his karki, you wouldn't have done it. Just like you made a mistake, he didn't realize it either. So the Nimuki Yosef, in his commentary on the Rif, on page Chavbeis Mamad Aleph, on the top you have four long lines, and then start the short lines. On the first narrow line, the Nimuki Yosef quotes the Ravid. The Ravid has a comment over here. isn't it sufficient to say, you made a mistake, you made a kinyan chazaka, you're not kinyan b'chazaka, because you didn't realize that you're being kinyan. Because there is a Gemara in Yevamos, where the Gemara says, he quotes the fourth wide line on the top, before you get to the narrow lines. There's a Gemara in Yevamos Daf Nun Beis, where the Gemara says, a ger shemeis, ve'en lo yarshim, all of his property becomes hefker. Because the gin is gershin, is garka katan shanala domi, and until he gets married and has children, so the children will yarshin for him. But otherwise, calls man that he doesn't have any children, he's not related to a soul in the world. He's not related to the original relatives that he had before, kikotin shanala domi. And he doesn't have any Jewish relatives. He has no relatives. So that's a gershon, his name is Yoshin. All of his property becomes hefka. So the Gemara says, ha'oide b'nichse hager, that's I'm making a fence around the sodah shel hefka, because sodah shein shalom. I thought that the field is mine. I didn't realize that the ger died and this field is up for grabs because it's hefka. I thought I'm making a fence around my own field. So the Gemara says that I'm not kainan, because you have to have kavanas kinyan. So why did the Gemara have to say over here that just like you made a mistake, so too your next door neighbor made a mistake by helping you out? It would have been sufficient just to say you made a mistake. You thought that you were making a fence around your own field, and it turned out that it was your neighbor's field. So there's no kavanas kinyan. So you're not kainan. So the rabbi asked Akasha on the Gemara. Why did when they went to the dayan? The dayan said, just like you made a mistake, so too. You're not kainah. What do you have to say, so too? You made a mistake, and therefore you're not kainah, because there's no kavanas kinyan. So the Ravid answers, you see from this Gemara, that whenever the das acheres makne, then you're kainah without kavanas kinyan. The Gemara in Yevamos Daf Nun Beis, ager shenes vein lo yarshim, so the sada is hefker. So the sada is hefker, to be zeichem and hefker, then you need kavanas kinyan, then you need das kinyan. But if the sada is not hefker, if it belongs to the next door neighbor, if he would realize that he's if he would have, if your next door neighbor would have das acheres makne, then you wouldn't need any das kinyan. Then you would be kinyan without das kinyan. But over here, just like you made a mistake, the neighbor made a mistake, so there's no das acheres makne. That's what the Raivid points out from this Gemara. This is famous, not so much from this Raivid that the Nebuchi Yosef quotes, but rather from a Tosus on the first daf in Perek Mensura Mora, Sanhedrin daf Samaches on the base. There's a gigantic Tosus there, with the Gemara on Samaches and Aleph. The Tosus is printed on Samaches and Aleph because there was no room on Samaches, but it really is commenting. Tosus is commenting on the Gemara daf Samaches and Aleph Sanhedrin. The Gemara darshans a din from a pasuk, assuming that there's a case of a ger katan min haTorah. There exists, number one, chiddush number one, there exists a ger katan min haTorah. How can that be? A ger has to have das gerus. How can you have a ger katan zalav das? So the answer is, zochem yadam shalai b'fonav. So Tosfos there discusses, there's a Gemara in Bav Metzia and Daf Ayin Aleph on the base, in Perek Hazel Neshech, where the Gemara speaks about Zechiyah Lekotan, Zechiyah on behalf of a Kotan. Someone else is Zechiyah something on Matana, let's say I want to give a Matana to the Kotan, so I give it to a Gadol, and the Gadol has a mind to be kind of a Matana for a Kotan. So there are two Girsis in the Gemara. The Gemara says there's no Zechiyah on behalf of a Nochri, because Zechiyah is similar to Shlichah. So just like a Nochri cannot appoint a Shliach to act on his behalf, so too by Zochen Le'adim Shleib Efanav, he doesn't have to appoint the person as a Shliach. Zochen Le'adim Shleib Efanav, the person steps up to the bat on his own. Nobody was memana him, he volunteers on his own. So the Gemara says that Zechiyah is similar, very similar to Shlichah. So just like a Nochri cannot have a Shliach, the Gemara learns that from a Pasuk, a Nochri cannot have a Shliach. That's a question that Magen Avraham in Hilchos Mechiras Chometz has a shaila from the Achrayim, from the earlier Achrayim. Can a Nochri make another Nochri as a Shliach? Maybe a Nochri cannot have a Yisrael as a Shliach. Maybe a Nochri can appoint. The Nochri who's supposed to buy the Chometz doesn't show up, so he sends a different Nochri to represent him. The other Nochri doesn't want to buy the Chometz. He wants to act as a Shliach for the Nochri who's supposed to show up, who didn't show up. So the Magen Avraham quotes the Maaseh Binyamin, an early Achron, it says, Ein Shlichus La'akum, just means a Yisrael cannot be the Shlich on behalf of an Akum, because Shluchus Shalorim Kemoisai only applies if they're similar, if they're both Jewish or they're both non-Jewish. But a non-Jew should act as a Shlich on behalf of a Yisrael, or Yisrael should act as a Shlich on behalf of an Akri, so you can't say Kemoisai. That's what the Maaseh Binyamin says. But if a Nochri appoints a Nochri as a Shlich, then it would be good. Okay, maybe. Maybe it's very questionable whether it's correct. So the Gemara says there, and Azer Neshech, and Daf Ayin Aleph on the base, going over time base on an Aleph, that a Nochri, a Yisrael cannot act to be Zech on behalf of a Nochri, because a Nochri cannot have a Yisrael act as a Shlich on his behalf. So whenever there's no shlichas, there's no zochen either. So the Gemara says, but what about a kotan? A kotan cannot appoint someone else. A kotan cannot appoint a gadol as a shliach. And nonetheless, a kotan, there are three opinions in the Mishnah and Bava Basra, and the Bava Basra, whether there's zechiyah for a kotan. There are three opinions in the Tanoim. One opinion is there's only zechiyah on behalf of a gadol, there's no zechiyah on behalf of a kotan, because zechiyah is similar to shlichas. So just like a kotan cannot have a shliach, so too, a kotan cannot have zochin. A gadol cannot be zochin for him. The other opinion is, there's only zochin for a kotan. There is no zochin for a gadol. Why? Because the whole institution of zochin adam shleib b'fonim is only a takana with the rabbanon. And on behalf of a gadol, what's the need to make a takana? Let the gadol show up and make the kinyan on his own. So they only made a takana to rabbanon. The rabbanon, zochin adam shleib b'fonim, on behalf of a kotan who needs it. You can't make kinyanim on his own, but on behalf of a gadol, you don't need a takana. And we pass like the third tana, that there is zochin bein lekotan bein legadol. There is chia on behalf of either a kotan or a gadol. But the Gemara in Zel Neshech and Afayin Aleph on the base raised the question, why shouldn't it be the same as a nochri? Just like there's no zochin on behalf of a nochri because there's no shlichas, so there shouldn't be any zochin on behalf of a kotan because there's no shlichas a kohen cannot appoint a gadol as a shliach. So the two girsis in the Gemara, whether the Gemara says zachan on behalf of a kohen, the way we paskin in the Mishnah, zachan bein lekohen bein legadol, shliach lekohen is not only midirabbanan, or does that even work minatur? So that's a machlokes. That's a famous machlokes of Rishon. It depends on the two girsis, one word difference. He is shliach esleisle shliach midirabbanan niho isle. Oh no, shliach niho isle. Why should it be? Why should the cotton be different on the level of the raisa? Why should it be cut? Why should the cotton be different from a nochri? We say by a nochri, just like there's no shlichus, there's no schia. So why should I say by cotton, despite the fact that there's no shlichus, there is schia min haTorah? So Gemara says because the nochri is even with the passage of time, he's not going to have any shlichus. But the cotton, if you wait a couple of years, the cotton will have shlichus min haTorah. He'll become a gadol. So since even though now he doesn't have shlichus, but it's osir lechalal shlichus, so that's why we say according to one girsa, despite the fact that the kotan cannot appoint a shliach to act on his behalf, but he can have someone zeicha on his behalf, osir lechalal shlichus. So those are the two girsas in the Gemara where the shliach on behalf of the kotan works minatar mid rabba. So the Gemara in Ksubas, Daf Yud Aleph, says that a ger kotan matabila mosa adas bezen. It's a common practice. You have a couple who can't have any children, so they adopt a non-Jewish baby, if there's such a baby up for adoption, and they convert the child. How do you convert a child? The candidate for conversion has to have das gerus. So the answer is, we're doing him a favor by making him Jewish. So that's a discussion that Tosfos has. If Zochen on behalf of a kotan is only with the Rabbanan, does it mean the child is really a Nochri Menator, is only a Yisrael with the Rabbanan, and we allow him to marry a Jewish girl? What's going on? How can it be? So that's one topic that the big Tosfos discusses, the gigantic Tosfos in Sanhedrin, Daf Samaches on the base. How can you have a ger kotan on the level of the Reis? If you hold that Zochen the kotan is Menator, so it's Nicha. But if you hold Zechir, the cotton is only with the Rabbanon, so how can you have a ger min haTorah? So Tosfos gives an answer to that question. And then Tosfos raises another question. The Gemara says on Samach Tes and Aleph that there's an institution of Gezel HaGer. Whenever you steal from anybody, if you swore falsely that you don't owe that person money, and then later on you admit that you swore falsely, there's an institution of Hashem Gzeilus. There are six Hashemas. One of the Hashemas is Hashem Gzeilus. When do you bring Hashem Gzeilus? If I owe money to somebody, even if I didn't steal, I owe money for whatever reason, I borrowed money, and I swear falsely, no din Torah, I volunteer on my own, kofat v'nishba, I volunteer on my own, and I swear I don't owe him any money. Then later on, I admit that I swore falsely. So then Halacha says, I have to give thee back the amount of money that I owe him. I have to add on Chomesh. Chomesh means an additional 25%. Bayas Chomesh means 20%. But on the Chomesh, when it says you have to be Moisil Chomesh, means if I stole $100, I have to give back $125. So the $25 is one-fifth of $125. That's biblical Hebrew. That's the way the Chomesh talks. Chomesh means, and not lying, Chomesh means 25%. You have to give Kerem HaChomesh to the person. Then you have to, after you give the Kerem HaChomesh, then you have to bring Hashem Gzeilus for having sworn falsely that you didn't owe the money. What happens if the person from whom you stole the money dies? Who do you pay the Kerem HaChomesh to? So the Torah says, you give it to his Yorshim. What if mainly Yishgoyel HaHashiv HaHashem Eilov? What if the person who died is not related to a soul in the world? How is that possible? That person doesn't have a relative, doesn't have any children. He has cousins, distant cousins. No, Agir Shanes Vein Lo Yorshin. That's the mocker for the. That's what the Chasam Sefer talks about. Where did the Tanoim get this wild idea that Gershon has got Kukotin Shanala, that is not related to a soul in the world? So he suggests in the Chidushim and Avodah Zarah, maybe the Chazal got it, the Tanoim got it from this parsha in the Chumash, that it says there's an institution, Ainli Ishgoy L'Hashem Hashem Ma'elov, to pay the Kerem HaChomesh to, so you, when you come to the Beis HaMikdash, you give the Kerem HaChomesh to the Kohanim, the Anshe Mishmar, that day, and after you give the Kerem HaChomesh to the Anshe Mishmar, then you're able to bring your Hashem Gzeilus. So Tosfos discusses two topics in that long Tosfos on Sanhedrin, Samaches, and the Beis. How do you have a Ger Kotan on the level of their Eisim? If you hold a zochin lekotin is only midrabbanan, how do you have a ger kotin and a torah? So they work on that kasha. Then they have another question: how does the kotin own money? How does the kotin own money? A kotin is a lot by das. So mitzias kotin, if a kotin finds a davishal hefka in the street, he's only kotin midrabbanan. It's only gezel kotin is only gezel mitnei dakir shabbos and mishnah perakani zochin. It's only gezel midrabbanan. Here the Gemara says that there's a pasuk that says, what's the din if he stole from a ger kotin and then you swore falsely that you don't owe the money, and then the ger kotin died. So what do you do with the money? So you give the money to Kohanim and the Beis Hamikdash. How can a ger kotin have any money? If you have a Jewish child, so the Jewish child, Yarshan from his father, you have a kotin, you got the Yerusha. But if he's a ger kotin, he's not related to a soul in the world. So he can't say that he Yarshan from his father. So those are the two questions that Tosis raises. So Tosis suggests an answer. How can the cotton have any property? How can you have a cotton who owns property? Lo b'toris yirushas. Tosis says, whenever there's das acheres makna, then the cotton is kind of an atorah. The Mishnah that says in Gitlim, it says cheres to the cotton is only gezel if they dak in sholem. That's by a dovishal hefka, because to be zechman hefka, you have to have das kind of. But if a matana, somebody gives the cotton a matana, there's das acheres makna, then the mekabel matana is kinda, despite the fact that he's a cotton, is kinda menater. And Shulchan Aruch Hashemish, but the Shulchan Aruch Pasan is like that Tosis. They don't quote this Ravid. This Ravid says the exact same thing that Tosis says. Whenever there's das acheres makna, then the cotton is kinda menater. The Shulchan Aruch Hashemish, but is not happy with this Tosis in Sanhedrin. He doesn't agree with this. Shachal al tam seker stand on machlekes harishayim. He says the only time the Gemara, he said, where is there a mocker in the Gemara to distinguish between das acheres makna as opposed to lack of das acheres makna? Whenever there's das acheres makna, then there's no need for das kainim, and the cotton is kainim and the matonim and a tur. Whenever there's a dovishal hefka, there's no das acheres makna, then the cotton is only kainim and the rabbanim of nei darke shalom. Says, there's no mocker in the Gemara for this. The Rishalmi is befavorish against it. He says, there's no mocker in the Bavli. The only single place in the Bavli where the Gemara distinguishes between das acheres makna and not is by chotzer sheinu mishtameres. That's a have a chotzer. So there's an institution of a kinyan chotzer. The Gemara learns that after Sukkim. Chotzer is kind of an ator. And the Pashto says, chater shaloidam. It's kind of lo shalomi daita pashta is also kind of menater. So let's say a dovishal hefka falls into my chotzer. I'm kind of menater. So I'm only kind of a dovishal hefka falls in. I'm only kind of if the chotzer is mishtameris. There's a fence around it and strangers can't come in. So the chotzer is mishtameris. But if the chotzer is any mishtameris, the chotzer is a lot and no fence is protecting the lot, that whoever wants can march onto the lot. So then, if a dovishal hefka falls in, the owner of the chotzer is not kind of with the kinyan chotzer. But if someone else puts a matana in my chotzer, sheinu mishtameres, and he wants me to be kind of, then the Gemara says, if it's das acheres makna, then the chotzer is kind of, despite the fact that it's sheinu mishtameres. So the Shach says, that doesn't have any connection at all to what Tosis said. He understands that Gemara. How does he understand? He doesn't quote it, but the Shita Mekubetzes on that Gemara in the first parak in Bob Mansi, where the Gemara makes a distinction between Chotza Mishtameres, Chotza Einem Mishtameres. If it's Das Acheres Makna, then you don't need Mishtameres. So the Shita Mekubetzes explains why. If it's a Dovishal Hefker and there are no fences, then the Chotza is Einem Mishtameres because any stranger can come into the Chotza and grab it. So it's Einem Mishtameres. But if there's a das acheres makna only for the bala chotzer, I don't want anybody else to take it. So whoever else is going to take it is going to be oivran lo sigzol. So the fact that there's an isa lo sigzol makes it that the chotzer is mishtameres, because no one else is allowed to take it. There's a chotzer mishtameres. There's a chotzer mishtameres if there's a fence around it. And then sometimes there's no fence around it, but the isa lo sigzol is considered, makes it into chotzer mishtameres. So that's what the Shach apparently understood. So the Shach says, the only place in the Talmud Bavli where they make a distinction between Das Acheres Makna and lack of Das Acheres Makna is B'chot Sheinu Mishtameres. There's no way to derive one from the other. Apparently, the Rav Soloveitchik explained, apparently the Bavli HaTosis, who understood from that Gemara, that whenever there's Das Acheres Makna, there's no need for Das Kainas. So Tosis understood like this. The Gemara in the first paragraph in Bob Metzia And Daf Yud Aleph there has a discussion, what's the nature of Kinyan Chotzer? Is Chotzer considered like a shliach, or Chotzer is considered like an extension, the yad of the balabais? It's a Kinyan yad. Let's say I appoint a shliach to do a Kinyan for me. So the shliach has to make a Kinyan. So what Kinyan is it? Let's say, if we consider the Chotzer as if the Chotzer is the shliach of the Bala Chotzer. So the shliach can make a Kinyan on behalf of the Bala. What Kinyan is the shliach doing by the Kinyan? So the Chotzer is kind of mitam yad. But the Gemara had a shaila. Is it considered as if it's directly my yad? Or is it considered as if it's the yad of my shliach? What's the difference? It's either my yad or the yad of my shliach. So the Gemara says a difference will have. What if the owner of the Chotzer is a Kotten? A Kotten cannot have a shliach acting on his behalf. So if Chotzer mitam yadai, so then the Kotten could be kind of with a Kinyan. Kotten owns a Chotzer. His father died, and then he yarshin the father's property, and Dovzhal Hefka falls into the Chotzer. So if Chotzer mitam yadai, so the Kotten can be kind of with a Kinyan yad. But if Chotzer mitam shlucha, it's considered as if the Chotzer is a shliach of the owner, so a Kotten cannot have a shliach functioning on his behalf. So let's say Chotzer, so the Bali Atesis must have understood the Gemara like this. Let's say I appoint a shliach. The Gemara in Kedushin has this, a Mishnah in Kedushin. I appoint a shliach. I ask the shliach, here's a ring, and please bring the Kaddish to Sisha on my behalf. So the shliach goes, and he sees the girl is a good catch, and he decides to marry the girl for himself. So he gives the girl his own ring, and he says, Ariya Mekodesh Asli. So she's Mekodesh to the shliach, not to the Meshaleach. The only time you say Shluch HaShalom Kemoisa is if the shliach, at the time that he's fulfilling the shlichus, he says, I'm doing this on behalf of the Meshaleach. But if he says, I'm doing it on my own behalf, or he doesn't say on whose behalf he's doing it, so it doesn't happen automatically. So let's say Chotzer mitam shluchai, but the Chotzer is a lot badass. Chotzer is not a human being. So where do you have, the only time you say shlichus works is if the shliach at the time that he's making the kinyan says, I'm doing the kinyan on behalf of the balabais. So the Gemara is assuming that if it's a Chotzer mishtameris, the fact that there's a fence around the Chotzer, that's like an umdir in the muchach, that the tfisos HaChotzer is on behalf of the Bala Chotzer. But if the Chotzer sheinu mishtameris, then it's considered as if, fine, the Chotzer is a shliach, but as if the shliach didn't mention that he has in mind that he's doing it on behalf of the Meshaleach. But the Gemara says if it's das acheres makne, that can take the place of the das kaina. So just like if I appoint the shliach, and the shliach says I'm making the kinyan on behalf of the Meshaleach, it's good. And if you have a chotzer mitam shlucha, chotzer mishtameres, so the mishtameres is considered as if it makes it, as if the chotzer is the shliach having in mind on behalf of the Meshaleach, the mishtameres makes it in the muchach that the tfisas chotzer is on behalf of the bala chotzer. So even if it's ainu mishtameres, but the das acheres makne, so das makne can take the place of das kaina. So that's exactly what Tosfos got it straight from the Gemara. The shaila is where in the world did Tosfos get it from? The Gemara distinguished between das acheres makne and lack of das acheres makne only with respect to mishtameres. So the shach holds that has no shaychus to the case of the kotzer. Obviously Tosfos understood differently. Tosfos understood that Gemara distinguishing by the Chotzer Shein Mishtameres is the source for their idea. Whenever the Das Acheres Makne, the Das Makne can take the place of the Das Kaina. There's such a run in the Dorim on Daf Lamed Hei and Aleph, and it's another place also, Chagiga in the first parak. There's a din of Me'ila, a person is Moel Behegdish. So the two kinds of Me'ila, a person, let's say, rides a horse that belongs to Hegdish, that's Me'ila Shel Hano'ah. The Me'ila Shel Hano'ah, you're chayiv to bring on Hashem Me'ila, one of the six Hashemahs, Hashem Me'ila. Then there's Me'ila Vaitzor. I didn't get any Hano'ah. Let's say, I thought that this Gemara is mine, and I gave it away by Matanah to somebody, and then it turns out it's not mine. This is Hegdish. This Gemara belongs to Hegdish. Or let's say, I thought the Gemara belongs to you, and if it's yours, I'll steal it. I'm prepared to steal it. So I steal the Gemara for myself. Then it turns out that it was Hegdish. And I stole it from Hegdish. That's Me'ila Vaitzor. I thought the Gemara is mine, I give it away to Matana, turns out that it's Hegdish. I thought the Gemara belongs to another human being. Human being, I'll steal, I'm prepared to steal. Then turns out I stole it from Hegdish. That's Me'ila Vaitzor. So Me'ila Vaitzor, the dinim of Me'ila is slightly different. Whenever you do Me'ila Vaitzor, then the Me'ila is Maitzi L'chulin. the Hegdish is Yotzei Lechuchah. If I just ride on the horse of Hegdish, I did Me'ilav Hanah. So Taisus, a long Taisus in Kiddushin, in Mishnah is a Me'ilah like that, so then it's not Yotzei Lechuchah Aydei Me'ilah. So let's say, I thought the Gemara is mine, I'd give it away to Matana to you. So that's Me'ilah of Hoitzah. So who did the Hoitzah? Let's say, I give you Matana, I say, I put the Sefer on the table, I say, it's yours, you can take it as a gift and you pick it up. So who is in violation of Me'ilah here? So the Gemara always says, the Naisei, the one who gave it. Why is the Naisei? I gave him permission to pick up the gift. And then he picks it up, he makes a Hagabah. And he takes it home. So I should say he's in violation of Me'ilah. Gemara says, no, the Noisin is in violation of Me'ilah. So the Ran and the Dorm says, and that's what we always assume, whenever there's Das Makna, there's no need for Das Kainah. So whenever you give a Matana, I thought it was my Gemara to give as a gift. I didn't realize that it was Hegdish. So the main Das by a Matana is the Das HaMakna, not that you don't need, whenever there's Das Makna, you don't need Das Kainah. The Kotan is Kainah and Atarah. Whenever there's das acheres makna, the cotton is kind of an atur. So this is this rivet quoted by the Nebuki Yosef on page Chod Beis and Manalev, explaining the Losh and Agmar, Daf Memalev and Manalev. This is quoted halacha lemaisa in Choshe Mishpat. It's based on this idea that there's a famous comment that the Ketzos HaChoshen makes. There is a Gemara in Nozir, I think it's Daf Chod Beis, but the Gemara says, just like you cannot make a kinyan on a davish labali olam, let's say a girl is in the process of converting. She didn't convert yet. She's going to classes, and I want to marry the girl. So I give her, and I'm afraid she's a good looking girl. I'm afraid if I'm going to wait till after she converts, someone else is going to grab her first. So I give her a ring, and I say, "Haria mukadeshus li lachashet is gairi." So the Gemara considers that, the Tanoim consider that a davish labali olam, because right now she's not Jewish. So kedushin are not topsy. So even if I say Hariam Bukadeshli Lachashit is Gairi, I want the Kedushin to take effect after she converts. So that's called the Dovish Labaliyam. That'll be a machlekes Rav Meir and Chachamim, whether he can make whether the Kedushin will be chal after she will convert. So the way we paskin, you cannot make a kinyan on Dovish Labaliyam. Or let's say this was an issue during the Second World War. They didn't allow any Jews to come to America. They had a quota, unless the person was married to an American citizen. So they would have Jewish girls who wanted to save their lives. So they would get married to a Jewish man, just officially, legally, they would get married to a Jewish man who had an American passport. And because she was married to this man, so she can come into the country, it wasn't a violation. Then after they came to the country, some of them remained married. Most of them got divorced afterwards. Most of them only came into the country in order to be saved from the Nazis. And some of them later on, they got to like each other and they remained married together. It wasn't such a big deal then about the... didn't take forever. Now it takes forever till you get married. It was 1, 2, 3. So let's say the girl wants to make sure that the boy who's saving her life, she wants to make sure that he gives her a get. So let's say he'll give her a get before he gives her the kiddushin. I'll give her a get and say, "Harei zegitach lachashakachek." This get, you can't give the get that it should be chal now. He says, "I'm going to marry you in order to save you, in order that you should be able to come to America, but you don't want to really be married to me." So I give her the get before I gave her the kiddush. So the Gemara said, "That's a machlokes Rav Meir nechachamim." According to Rav Meir, that you can make a kinyan and a dovish labaliyom. I can write a get on behalf of the girl who's not yet married to me. And the get will be chal if and when I marry her. Then the get will be chal. She's afraid she'll be stuck with me forever, so she wants me to save her life, but she wants to be assured that I'm going to give her a get. So I give her the get in advance. So we don't pass on like Rav Meir. We pass on, you cannot write a get for the girl that you're not even married to. That's not considered ksiv lishma. You can't make a kinyan on a davish labaliyom. So that's a machlokes davish labaliyom. We pass on, you can't make a kinyan on a davish labaliyom. So the Gemara knows it says, not only can you not make a kinyan on a davish labaliyom, you cannot appoint a shliach on a davish labaliyom. Let's say I appoint a shliach, this girl is going to convert in the middle of the summer. She's taking a course in whatever, Lincoln Square, they have classes for candidates for conversion, and she seems to be have a lot of Yerushalayim, a good-looking girl, so I want to marry her. So I give her a ring to a shliach, and I say, in the middle of the summer, I'm going to be an Eretz Yisrael, in the middle of the summer, when she converts, give her the ring, on my behalf, and be Mekadosh. So the Gemara says it's no good. Just like I cannot be Mekadosha now, she's considered a Dovah Shalbon. She's not Jewish. You can't be Mekadosha Nachris. So I cannot appoint the Shliach to be Mekadoshina. So Tosfos there in Nazim has a famous kasha. The Balas Habayis, the Balabasta, wants to go shopping on Friday. And she has a Jewish Mishareses who's baking all the challahs for Shabbos and cooking the chicken, preparing everything, and vacuuming, doing all the laundry, doing all the work in the house. So the Balabasta goes shopping, and she asks the Mishareses, the Jewish Mishareses, please bake challahs for Shabbos and bake cakes, and please be mafrish challah. Ma'isim b'chol yom, that people do it. So Tosfos is bothered with, Rabbi Natan is bothered with Akasha. The Balabasta herself cannot be mafrish challah. If you mafrish challah before you kneaded the dough, so it's not chal. So when the Balabasta leaves in the morning, she goes shopping on Arab Shabbos, she comes home 5 minutes before Shkia, just benches lech. So how can she appoint the Mishareses, the Jewish Mishareses, as a shliach to be mafrish the challah? She herself couldn't be mafrish the challah now, because considered like a dovah shel baliyah. So Tosfos quotes Rabbi Natan has a big chiddush. And Shulchan Aruch, the Ramah says, we don't need the whole discussion of the Rabbi Natan. We say Zochen LeYadam Shlei B'Fonus. We know that the Mishares is doing a Teiva. The Ramah quotes it from the Trumas Hadesh. That we know the Mishares is doing a Teiva on behalf of the Balas Abbas. Balas Abbas doesn't want to have headaches. Just yes, the Jewish Mishares, please bake all the challahs for Shabbos and bake some cakes and cookies. And make sure you mafrish challah. I don't want to have any headaches. So the Mishares is doing a Teiva for the Balas Abbas. So he says Zochen LeYadam Shlei B'Fonus. So the Ramah, this Ramah is in Shin Chav Dalet. And Yeredeh Chelagim on the Hilchas HaFroshes Chalav. So on the bottom of the page, they tell you, look in the Ksois HaChoshen, and the Abdi Miluim also, the Ksois wrote a Sefer on Eben Ezra, that's called the Abdi Miluim. Both in the Ksois and the Abdi Miluim, he has the same taina, that the Gemara only has the concept of Zochen Liyotam Shalei B'Fonav, but you never say Zochen Meyotam. When you mafrish Chalav, the Chalav now belongs to the Shevet Kahuna. Before you mafrish the challah, all the tevel belongs to the balabayas. And after the shliach is mafrish the challah, after whoever is mafrish the challah, after you mafrish the challah, now it belongs to the shevet kahuna. So you're saying over here, zochen meyodam shalev upon. Zochen meyodam means, I want to give a gift to someone who's not here. So I give you the gift and I say, please pick it up and have a mind to be kind on behalf of the fellow who didn't show up. So that's a din of Zochen Liyodam Shalev Fana. But Zochen Neyodam, you don't say. That's what the Ktsois time is. He claims he has a Rashba in the Dorim who says like that. Chazanish says, that's not what the Rashba said. There is no such Rashba. And the Chazanish's opinion has been accepted in Eretz Yisrael. All the Hashgachas that they have. Most of the Hashgachas rely on the Ramah. I have a winery. So I appoint a shliach from the Rabbanut and from the Badatz, whatever, to be mafrish trumas and maisis on all the wine. But then they deliver new grapes. I didn't have, at the time that I appointed the shliach, I didn't even have those grapes. I couldn't be mafrish trumas and maisis on the grapes that I don't have. And then shliach is mafrish trumas and maisis next year. The grapes, this year when I appointed him as the shliach to be mafrish trumas and maisis, the grapes didn't even grow yet. He's the same mashgiach year after year after year. I appointed him years ago as the mashgiach to be mafrish trumas and maisis. How can I be memana shliach on a dovah shel bodei olam? I don't have the grapes yet. So we were on the Shemitah tour in Eretz Yisrael. We met a very wealthy yeshivish businessman whose son learns in Hebron Yeshiva. I had the impression he also must have learned in Hebron Yeshiva. He's a very wealthy man, and he sells vegetables. So he says he's always makpid that whenever they deliver a new batch of peiros to his plant where they wash everything off and they package it and they sell it, so he can be in the middle of a business meeting somewhere, his phone will ring and say, yes, he's Memana Shliach. He always waits till they deliver the peiros to his place, and he acquires ownership with the Kinya Chotzer, and after it's already his, then he's Memana the Shliach again. He doesn't rely on the Chazanish. He's Choshish for this. But most people don't follow the Ketzai Sochashim. Most people follow what the Rambam quoted from the Truma Sadeshin, that you do say Zoch and Meod. What's the reason for the Ketzai Sochashim? The Ketzai holds, if there's Das Acheres Machnet to give a Matonet to someone else, you don't even need Das Kainah. If it's Bal Korch of the Kainah, he's not Kainah. If he says he doesn't want it, he's not Kainah. But you don't need, all you need is Kavanas Kinyah. But you don't need Das Kainah. Even a Kotten is Kainah in a Torah. So, to say Zoch and the Odom Shleib Befonov, for the Kabbalah Samatonet, that's an easy thing. But to Zoch and the Odom Shleib Befonov, to substitute for Das Machnet, or for a real das of our precious Trumas and Mises, so that the Ketzos thinks there's no mocker at all for that. You only can say Zoch and Adam Shlod Lepana for Kabbalah's Matana, because since there's Das Acheres Makna, there's no need for Das Kaina. But if you're talking about Zoch and Meodam, Rabbi Yitzchok Hanan has tshuvas about this. The Rabbanim in Europe, the Balabatim used to appoint the Rabbanim as a shliach to sell the Chometz on Ebiyah. So every year, the Rabbanim knew that there was some Balabatim who forgot to come, for some reason or another, they forgot to come to ask them to act as their shliach to sell the chametz on their behalf. So the common practice by the European Rabbanim would be, they would sell the chametz to the Nochri. They would say, we're selling the chametz on behalf of all of the people who sign on the Shtar HaShoah. And we're also selling the chametz on behalf of those who usually ask us to sell it. I'm not going to sell the chametz for someone who doesn't live in my community, but on behalf of someone who does live in my community, who every year, year after year, he asks me to sell the chametz. This year he forgot for some reason or another, so I'm going to sell his chametz also to the Nachri based on Zochen Liodim Shleib Befanav. That's Zochen Neodim. So the Ketzos Tain is, you can't say Zochen Neodim. You can't act on behalf of someone else to sell their property. Let's say I have this Gemara. Gemara is not in such good condition. So let's say if some Mishugana comes to the yeshiva, he wants to pay $1,000 for my Gemara. I have it, I'm in Eretz Yisrael when the Mishugana comes. But it has my name, and he knows it's my Gemara. He's prepared to give $1,000. I'd be thrilled to sell the Gemara. For $1,000, I can buy a whole shas. I can buy more than one shas. So would you say Zoch and Liodim, Shleib Befanav? So the Ketzos says you can't say Zoch and Liodim to sell something on behalf of someone else. So Yitzchok Hanan says it's not true. We do it all the time. The Rabbanim in Europe would sell the chametz not only on behalf of those Balabatim who appointed them explicitly as a shliach, even on behalf of those Balabatim who forgot to appoint them, they would also say Zoch and Adam Shleib Befanav. So we don't follow that choice. We hold like we follow the Chazon Ish that you say Zoch and Meodim also. But there's a machlekes in the Rosh and Kiddushin, machlekes Harishanim had to read the Gemara. The Gemara has a situation. A boy was talking to his father. He was interested in marrying a certain girl. So the father went. The son didn't ask the father to please act as my shliach and convince the girl she should marry me. The father went on his own and he said, my son has a crush on you. He'd like to marry you. I want to give you a ring. Hareach Mekodesh is to my son. The girl says, okay, she's masking. So do you say Zoch Neodim Shleib Befanav for Das Kiddush? What's the shaila? On the assumption that you do say Zoch Neodim Shleib Befanav not only on Tibim Vekabla Matonik, where you don't need Das. Whenever there's Das Makna, you don't need Das Kaina. Kotin is Kaina Menatara. They write it in the Tosis and Sanhedrin. You don't need Das Kaina. On the assumption that you say Zoch and Mei Adam, maybe that's only by Kinyoni Mammon, maybe by Kiddushin, since by Kiddushin Rab Chaim and the Sefer assumes that you need a higher level of Das, you need a stronger degree of Das by Kiddushin than by Mekkah and Emkar. So maybe if you need more Das, so maybe you can't say over there Zoch and Mei Adam Shleib Befanav. So that's a further machlokes in the Rishayim. And even if one should assume, like that opinion, there's two opinions, Shulchan Aruch, and even if one should assume like that opinion in the Rosh, that even say Zoch Neodim Shleib Befanav by Das Kiddushin, maybe that's only by Das Kiddushin, but by a get, can you say Zoch Neodim Shleib Befanav? Let's say, so if a man wants to give a get to his wife, the Mishnah says in the end of the first parak in Gittin, that's considered a chov leisha. She takes him mitachas yad bailo. The man wants to divorce his wife. The wife has security. She's married. The husband is mechuyev in mizaynus, and she's taken care of. But let's say the husband is not supporting the wife. Let's say it's a miserable marriage, not a happy marriage. So the husband wants to divorce his wife. She's not there. So we don't assume that if the woman is not happily married, we don't have the right to assume that she probably would want to be divorced. Unless she's been pleading for years, she's an aguna for years, and they're picketing and boycotting by the husband's business, and we know she's chalashing to get a get. Then it says, we assume that you do say zochen le'adam shlagim fana to be mekabel a get on behalf of the woman. If the husband finally writes a get, then he gives it to someone else to be kind on behalf of the wife, because the get can be given to the isha bal korcho. So zochen le'adam shlagim fana to represent the wife, if it's a schus on behalf of the wife, that's a gemara. That you would say zochen. What about the reverse? Let's say we're going to write a get on behalf of the husband because it's in the best interest of the husband that he should divorce his wife. But we didn't consult him. We didn't consult the husband. We don't know where he is. That was a mice at the end of the First World War. Some of the Jewish soldiers were lost in action, and they didn't know if they were alive or dead. So those who didn't have any children, so if they're dead, so the wife can remarry. If they have children, the wife. If they don't have any children, then the wife cannot remarry because she needs chalitza if the husband has a brother. But let's say the couple had children, the husband is missing in action. So either he's alive or dead. So if he's dead, so she's allowed to remarry. No need for chalitza. If he's alive, well, where is he? So he's a prisoner somewhere. In a prison, or he's in a hospital sick somewhere, and he can't get in touch with the wife. So he's just ruining the wife's life. She can't marry anybody else. So there was one of the rabbonim in Europe who had this big chiddush. This rabbi survived the Second World War, and then he went to the Eretz Yisrael. He joined the rabbanut and Eretz Yisrael. He's a prominent talmid chacham. So he came up with this chiddush that if the husband, you don't know whether the husband is alive or dead, you're doing the husband a favor by writing a get on his behalf and giving a get to the wife. You can say, zochen le'adam shlagim fana, to represent the husband, to give a get on behalf of the husband. So this was not accepted. The overwhelming majority of the rabbis did not accept that. Because by a das, habal, begerishin, you need a higher degree of das than you need by kiddushin. How do you know that that's so? How do you know that you need a higher degree? So that's Rav Shach has in his Sefer on the Rambam, a whole Bar Torah, which Rav Soloveitchik said over exactly the same shot in the name of Rav Chaim Soloveitchik. It's surprising. Rav Shach was very close to Rav Elbala Soloveitchik, so he didn't hear this from Rav Elbala, but he has the same thing that Rav Soloveitchik said. A lot of times they have exactly the same. Rav Shach has a lot of times exactly the same thing as Rav Soloveitchik said, the same Diukim and the Rambam, the same Rais from the Gemara. So he has this idea. Some of the Poiloshe Gedolim also have this idea. They say, let's say a person is going to carry a very heavy piano on his back. So one person is to carry the whole piano. He has to be pretty strong. Let's say two people are carrying the piano. So one is holding it on one side, one is holding it on the other side. So then it makes it easier. The burden is lighter. So one of the Poiloshe Gedolim has this mashal. He says, by Kiddushin, you need the Das HaBaal and the Das HaIsha. So both together have Das, and the Kiddushin takes effect. By the Get, you don't need Das HaIsha. So the Baal has to carry the whole burden of Das on his own. So he needs twice as much Das. A funny mashal. It's like carrying a heavy piano. So the Baal needs twice as much Das. Rav Chaim doesn't give the mashal. They say, name Rav Chaim, based on Psukim and the Rambam, and the Perikal, and the Gerishin. You need das by a get, over and above the regular das that you need by any other shah, you need a higher degree of das by a get. And he answered the kasha, why the Rambam doesn't say roitzani by kiddushin, and he says roitzani by get, because the get needs a higher degree of das. So it could well be that we don't accept that opinion of that Talmud Chacham to say zochen liyadam shlai b'fanav, to write a get on behalf of someone based on zochen, because the more das he needs, so the more there's room to argue the point and say, like the tzoyis, you can't say zochen for a high degree of das. The tzoyis thought you only say zochen for kabbalas matoni, you don't say zochen me'odom, because you need a higher degree of das. So that, many gedolim disagree, and that's the generally accepted opinion that you can't say zochen me'odom. Rabbi Yitzchak Hanan has like that, the Chazanish has like that, we say you can't say zochen me'odom. But by Kiddushin, you need a higher degree of das. And even if you should assume by Kiddushin, you do say Zochen Me'odom, it could be by Get, you cannot say it, because the Get, you need even a higher level of das. So a couple of years ago, there was a person in Tzfat. The husband was in an accident, the secular couple, the husband was in an accident, and he was like a vegetable. He's never going to get out of this situation. and the woman wanted to remarry. And the husband is still alive. So even though he's a vegetable, but you still need a get. So one of the rabbanim came up with it. He wrote a whole kuntras over 90 pages long to explain why we're doing the husband a favor by giving a get on his behalf. This is highly questionable, but they say zochen adam shlei b'fano by das al get. Because we need the highest level of das is the das by the get. And even if one should assume that you do say zochen liodam shlefana by das haba by the get, but the question is, but if the husband is like a vegetable, he's legami alav radas, he's a shaytet. So true, the Gemara says he says zochen lekotan. We pass from zochen lekotan and lekotan. And according to some rishonim, the Gemara says zochen even works for a kotan in a Torah. But the Gemara said the reason why, because he's osi lechalal das. If you wait long enough, he'll become by mitzvah, and then he will be a bar shlichus. He will be able to appoint the shliach. But the nochri, you don't say zochen on behalf of nochri, because it's not going to happen by itself unless he converts. He's not going to become a Yisrael without converting. So he doesn't have shlichus. Whoever doesn't have shlichus doesn't have das. So that's a big discussion. What if a person is mamash a shaita? Not that he's eating mechalim, eating shaita. Manic depressive. Sometimes, some weeks he is normal, and sometimes he's not normal. Eitim chalim, eitim shayta. So some say, if he's eitim chalim, eitim shayta, then in another couple of weeks he'll be normal again. Another couple of days he'll be normal again. But if he's a vegetable, he's never going to become normal. So that's a big question. Do you say zochen for such a person who's mamash shayta? That's a deal in achrayim. So it's not poshut at all that you have the right to appoint, that you have a right to do zochin on behalf of a husband to write a get, and even if you say yes, but if the fellow's a shayta, legamri a shayta, so many achrayim hold, you don't say zochin at all. So this is one of the, there are a lot of important gemaras in Cheskat Bat, and this is one of them, and mem aleph amen aleph. Should be a successful man for all of us.
Close that? Yeah.